A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. All the day I am an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. For you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel is a wonderful example of the tendency we have to put God in a box, to create God in our own image and likeness, rather than accepting the image that is given to us. Last week we heard how Peter got it right. When Jesus asked the disciples who they believed he was, Peter spoke up. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus affirmed Peter's response and blessed him. But in this weekend's gospel, when Jesus explains what being the Christ is all about, that it involves suffering and death, Peter tries to recreate that image and maintain the popular understanding of what it meant to be the Messiah, that such suffering and death must never happen to Jesus. Being the Christ, the Messiah, in Peter's mind, was about triumph and glory. Jesus' response to Peter sounds harsh. Get behind me, Satan. Perhaps as Satan tempted Jesus in the desert before his ministry began, Peter's declaration of protection could have been a temptation as well. Yet Jesus recognized it as such and reminded Peter of his role as a disciple, to get behind him, in essence, to follow the way of Jesus. By virtue of our baptism, we too are disciples, and therefore we share in the priestly, kingly, and prophetic mission of Jesus. This way of Jesus means we are to be people of prayer, service, and proclaimers of God's justice and peace. Though perhaps we struggle with them at times, we know how to be people of prayer and people of service. But to be prophetic, that is a bit more intimidating. We weren't necessarily aware of the price of the prophetic mission of Jesus when we said yes to being his follower. Yet in today's gospel, Jesus is quite clear about that mission. Being faithful to and bringing about the reign of God leads to suffering and death, just as it had for all of the prophets before him. Jeremiah's lament in the first reading gives us an intimate view of the prophet's vocation. To say yes is to risk being mocked and ridiculed, scorned and betrayed, tortured, and even imprisoned. faithful disciple does not look for the easy way out, but for the way of God, which undoubtedly leads to the cross. I remember once, after a particularly contentious staff meeting several years ago, a meeting at which I had said nothing, lest I add only more fuel to the fire, one of my colleagues walked into my office, closed the door, sat down, and said, "You are a leader in this church community, and that includes this staff. We need you to speak up, even if it's not what we want to hear." Acting as Jesus to my Peter, his comment was a lesson I often remember when I'm tempted to remain silent in difficult situations, whether it be a staff meeting, a congregational chapter, or a societal or political situation. What we find when we are faithful to the way of God is that we cannot not speak up, for God's justice becomes like a fire burning in our hearts. It has to be proclaimed, lest we grow weary trying to hold it in. If we believe in Jesus, who was born as a baby, and follow his way, then we cannot remain silent to the countless lives lost to abortion. If we believe in Jesus, who was an immigrant, and follow his way, then we cannot remain silent to the countless people who are trying to simply make a life for themselves. If we believe in Jesus, who was a refugee, and follow his way, then we cannot remain silent to the plight of those seeking safety from oppression. If we believe in Jesus, who had nowhere to lay his head, and follow his way, then we cannot remain silent when others in our midst remain without shelter. If we believe in Jesus, who invited women into his company, and follow his way, then we cannot remain ignorant and silent to the experience of women today. If we believe in Jesus, who welcomed the children to come to him and follow his way, then we cannot remain silent and ignore the symptoms of abuse inflicted upon little ones. If we believe in Jesus, who sat at table with Pharisee and Sadducee, saint and sinner, Samaritan and Jew, then we cannot remain silent when religious and political fundamentalism threatens the common good. If we believe in Jesus, who was a prisoner, and follow his way, then we cannot remain silent when there are inhumane prison conditions. If we believe in Jesus, who was sentenced to death, and follow his way, then we cannot remain silent to the horror of the death penalty. If we believe in Jesus, who was nonviolent as he faced his accusers and endured a violent death, then we cannot remain silent when acts of war and volatility continue to rage in our streets and around the world. To speak up in any of these situations will inevitably lead to great suffering on our part. For to speak of God's justice, mercy, and peace in light of such injustice is not what our society or our world wants to hear. Yes, the lesson of Jesus to Peter and the other disciples, and to us who proclaim our unwavering belief in him, is that the way of Christ, the way of God, is not an easy one. When we live into the way of Jesus, we will probably frequently pray as Jeremiah did, insisting that we were duped, and we will long to be relieved of the responsibility to not speak in his name any longer. Yet something within us burns, and we find we cannot be silent. It is the fire of transformation, bringing about the reign of God within us and in our world.